Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
For what it's worth, I think it was Marlon Humphrey and Kyle Hamilton both expressed frustration for their lack of winning at home. Alas, what'd you make of what Harbs had to say?
It doesn't make sense.
It's called a home field advantage.
Yeah.
You get 50,000 to 70,000 of your people there, and you try to keep as many of their people out as possible to put your team in the most advantageous situation. And then you talk about, well, do refs get sort of influenced by this? And so you've got the noise and you've got the crowd and you've got creature comforts and you've got maybe the refs leaning into it a little bit too. And all that is supposed to give you a better chance of winning. It's why the odds makers will build in 2 to 3 points right off the bat in many cases, even in places that don't traditionally have the kind of superior winning percentage at home as others. This place had been a fortress across decades. So you can't now try to slough it off and act like nothing to see here. Like, no, they need to play better at home. They need to play significantly better at home. They need to use all of those things that should be advantageous to their advantage and capitalize on them. And they need to do it Saturday night in prime time, or Sunday night in prime time. Because if they don't, then they will have, in all likelihood, pissed away another one of Lamar's prime seasons, and they will have done it in the most egregious manner yet by losing that many times and that many ways at home.
A big reason why they're where they're at is because they've been so bad at home. 3-5, that's nowhere near good enough. And it was surprising to hear John be on the offensive and kind of deflect away from that, because since John Harbaugh has been here in 2008 and even predating it in 2000, they have the third best home record in football. This is one of the best home field advantages in football. And this year you've gotten thumped multiple times at home and multiple times in prime time, where you got to take some pride and fight back on Sunday night. No matter what happens Sunday, you're finishing with a losing record at home. And that is a failure for this franchise. It is only the third time it has happened in franchise history, them finishing below 500 at home. This is not used to this.
To your point, thumped. They got, I don't care what the final score says, they got thumped by the Lions.
Yes.
They got thumped by the Texans. They got thumped by the Bengals. Like, their home.
They got thumped by the Steelers. Yeah. It just happened.
Yeah.
What planet am I on?
That game, they got beat, but at least they had a chance to win that game. They didn't have a chance to beat the
Steelers. Come in here and hang like 30 points. Stop.
I wouldn't say thumped.
You guys all thought it was cakewalk. The Steelers are done. The Steelers suck.
That's a different conversation as to whether they had a chance to win that football game. Isaiah likely catches that ball.
The Steelers' defense sucks. Buffalo just ran all over them. They're not going to be able to stop the Ravens. Coupled with, it's a disgrace of a passing game.
Those are two separate conversations. Yeah, I'm just saying they didn't get thumped.
I think it's different.
If Isaiah likely catches the ball, they win the game.
It's a troubling
it's not
loss.
Good.
It was an embarrassing performance.
It's an embarrassing performance.
They didn't get thumped, but it was embarrassing. Because Aaron Rodgers looking like prime Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, it's a joke.
DK Metcalf, season high. Like, it was an embarrassing performance. But
you let your arch rival save their season on your turf.
Yeah.
Yes.
That happened.
Yes.
That happened. Hey, coming up next, you know what's going to happen? It's T-Bone time. TMI with TIM. What you got?
Well, if the Ravens are going to find a way to win their regular season home finale, maybe it'll have to do with the red zone. And the Patriots, really good record, but boy, are they struggling red zone defense. And this Ravens red zone offense, it's really struggling as well. Who's going to prevail? We'll tell you next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
It's T-Bone time, TMI with TIM, and the floor is yours.
This is obviously a massive game for the Ravens because depending on what happens with that Steelers-Lions game, Ravens will probably have to win out in order to make it to the postseason. And while the Patriots don't need this game to win the AFC East, because if they win their final two games against the Dolphins and Jets, they'll clinch the division. I think this is a big spot for them in front of a national audience.
Absolutely.
To make a statement. And a lot has been made about their cupcake schedule up until this point, and were they kind of stat padding there? And if you look at the numbers, which one of these is not like the other in terms of the defense and the offense? Really, you're top 10 in pretty much every statistical category. Offensively, you look at points and yards per play and third down, fourth down, 24th in red zone offense. And then you look defensively, you're top 10 in points, yards per play, a little lower, 11th in third down, 32nd in red zone scoring defense. And that jumped out to me Monday when I was just looking at the Patriots stats and diving into some more numbers today with a hat tip to Jason with your statistical website that I can't think of
True
right
Media?
Now. True Media. There we go. True Media.
Hat tip but, to CBS for yeah. not cutting me off.
Yeah, there we go. Keep us on there.
That's yeah. one thing.
But,
still got going
keep
for
it on the deal.
But what's interesting about the Patriots defense, so they've allowed a league low 32 trips in the red zone, but 75% of those trips have finished with touchdowns. And the Bills, look at that game Sunday. Five of their six drives in the red zone finished in touchdowns, and they're tied for worst in yards per play allowed in the red zone, 31st in EPA. They don't get after the quarterback, 22nd in pressure rate, opposing QBs completing 65.9% of their passes, 108.5 passer rating. 18 touchdowns to one interception, second fewest pass attempts, but they're making the most of it, and they're not good in rushing. So then I looked at the schedule. They've played 9 of the bottom 13 red
Cupcake
zone
City,
offenses,
Bone.
Yet they're horrible in the red zone. So is this a warning sign of things Whoa. To come when the postseason ends up happening? But not exactly going up against a juggernaut red zone offense in the Ravens, because
Correct.
We know that they are terrible this year, 31st in red zone scoring. So I think both of those instances where Ravens red zone defense has been really good this year, they're 7th, and that bodes well going up against the 24th red zone scoring offense in the Patriots. But this has to be a situation where when the Ravens get inside the 20, they take advantage of. And they only have one of those instances against Cincinnati, because both long touchdown scores and of course, the pick six. But with Lamar Jackson looking, feeling better, telling Aditi Kinkabwala that, hopefully that can open up some things in terms of play calling, because They got to find a way to punch it in against this
bad. I think
Lamar
runs for one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can see that.
Last one was against the Steelers.
He runs for one.
You know the other thing, and maybe I'm off on this, but just my gut watching it, I think that Vrabel, sometimes when they get in the red, inside the 10, he just immediately goes to Ramondre Stevenson when I think he should stick with the kid.
Yeah. Other kid can win in space more.
Yeah.
Travion
Henderson, yeah.
Makes a spin, makes a juke, the lateral stuff, beats a guy, creates for himself. Yeah, I think we'll see plenty of Henderson tomorrow night. Look, they have some flaws. There's no two ways about it. They've done a tremendous job bringing this quarterback along, but we saw it ourselves. As great as Lamar's 2019 season was, they got into the playoffs. He overthrew Andrews. He looked a little jumpy, a little jittery. That whole thing got away from us. And the whole narrative about playoff Lamar has started since. Like, it is different when you reach this part of the season, when you reach this point of sort of do or die, everything on the line, and teams are preparing for you a little bit differently now because they've seen more of you and they've got as much to play for as you.
Mm-hmm.
It's just different. And the second half for the New England Patriots last week was unlike any half of football they've played all season. I mean, you could go back to week one against the Raiders, but like, it's week one. It's extended preseason for everybody. They got themselves in a lather. They won 10, 11 straight games. They come off a bye, and then Big Brother reminds them who you are. Even if you win the division this year, you're little brother.
It's crazy. The Bills have done that twice this season. They did it to the Ravens week one.
Yeah.
You know that game you thought was over 17 different times. They came back and won.
They did it to the Chiefs. They do it to the Chiefs in the regular season, not in the playoffs.
Yeah, yeah. But you're down 21-0 early in that game. You're thinking, and they beat you in your house.
Yeah.
You're thinking that game's over.
Yeah. So yeah, I think they're catching the Patriots at a unique time, and a time where they, especially if the offense, if they can get off to a fast start, if they can make them play from behind. I don't think the Patriots are quite as good as their record.
Well, hadn't that been the talking point about them because of the fact that you only can play the teams in front of you, Jason, but their schedule has not contained a whole lot of meat.
Look, if you want me to take you seriously as a playoff contender, then I got to look at your coach, and he's got to have a resume and some ish to him. And they checked that box. But then has the quarterback been through the wars in the playoffs before and come out the other side? Well, this kid's never been in the wars. Do you have a blue chip pass rusher? Are you an elite sack team and elite protecting the quarterback team? Do you have a secondary that includes multiple people performing at an all-pro type level? Okay.
They got that one stud corner.
Yeah, Gonzalez.
It's exactly like the Ravens. They have one win against a team with a winning record, and that was in Buffalo. That's it.
We come back. Purple rain in the forecast as the Ravens were back on the practice field today. A lengthy list of injuries. If you missed it, we'll get that for you. And what did John Harbaugh have to say today as he was out in front of the microphone on a Wednesday as usual? You'll hear it next here on The Fan.
It's kind of a rest thing. I mean, the guys are dealing with different things from the game. Ronnie, those guys were held back today. Expect those guys out there tomorrow. We'll see, but should have those guys tomorrow. Lamar had an illness. He was kept home with a flu deal. The doc kept him home today away from the guys, so that was what happened with that.
Harb, speaking to the media earlier today, says the guys that didn't practice, he expects most of them back out there tomorrow. Lamar had a flu thing, kept on by the doc. Roquan Smith, Ronnie Stanley, Kyle Van Noy, they didn't practice. Obviously, Teddy Buchanan, he's going on IR later in the week. And Chidobe Awuzie, we will see. But it seems like we're going to have a much smaller injury list tomorrow. Good news, though, Rashad Bateman, who did not play Sunday, practiced in full today.
It's Kyle Van Noy revenge game.
Yes, it is.
It is.
It is.
Good call.
So I hope he's
Bone. That's. I'm very disappointed. You are the revenge game guy.
I love revenge games. He's not missing Sunday, dude.
I don't
no
think
shot.
So.
He also did a bunch of podcast stuff. You don't do a bunch of media stuff yesterday and then not post. That would be odd. I think this is a massage.
Not during a revenge game.
Not during a revenge game week.
No shot.
Bone's the expert on that.
Yeah, totally.
There are a few things that Bone's an expert on. Demeanor.
I also think that the Harbs-Vrabel thing.
It's somewhat ironic that there. You are the revenge game expert when you've only worked at one place in your life. So there's no, have no revenge. You have no experience with that firsthand. Like you're not rooting against your former employer in any way, shape, or form.
Has there been anybody you've gotten revenge on or wanted to get revenge on in your life? You don't have to say their names, but has there been
a... You could say their
names. Yeah, you could. Yeah, that would be better for the show. Is there anybody you'd like... Is there a professor or anybody?
No, I didn't have any beef with any of my professors.
I think there's current.
Any fake friends? Yeah.
I think there's some people I have in mind, but, you know, it's... We can leave that unsaid.
Oh, okay. You know. Well, you can let us know. Like we did with Aditi, where she was going to leave something unsaid, and then she told us about the Matthew Stafford.
But Bone hits the post. Bone's here every day. He's like Pete Alonso.
Yes, you are. You're the polar bear of our show.
I try.
You're the polar bone.
People, you don't know if they're gonna. Know if they're gonna be there or not.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Not the bone.
Bone's always here. Polar bone. Let's hear from Tyler Linderbaum, who spoke today. Talks about the big win in Cincinnati.
Yeah, I mean, that's our goal. End of the day, you know, each week, practices have been well, execution-wise, and just got to translate to, game days and give us, our best chance to win all four quarters. You know, we got to play our best football. Talent certainly is not an issue. You know, we have all the playmakers in the world. It comes down to just execution and doing our jobs and then, consistently playing at a high level for four quarters. I think that's what we need to do and that's what we need to get back to doing.
They did have a disjointed offensive day, lack of plays, but they did run the ball for 8 yards a carry.
Yeah. I think there's certainly a possibility that we get more from Lamar on the ground than we've seen. And look, they all three running backs contributed.
Mm-hmm.
And to be able to say that while your third down, 2 minute, best pass protectors on IR is a feather in their cap.
All of them contributed, and all of them had chunk plays.
Explosive.
You say Henry with 3 over 20 yards, Keaton Mitchell had a 22-yard run, and Rasheen Ali had the 30-yard touchdown. All of them with big chunk plays.
Tavius
Rock. They were not constipated.
No. They let loose. Yes, it was an explosion. Tavius Robinson. He was a stat sheet stuffer on Sunday. Had a tackle, a solo tackle, a sack, a tackle for loss, 2 quarterback hits. Tavius talks about his return.
Yeah, I felt so good to be back out there with the guys, honestly, and just being out there making plays with them, seeing them make plays. I kind of said it last week, like when I was hurt, it was just I would die to just play a field goal block snap at that point. So it was just, great to be back out there.
He's a grinder, man.
Yeah, he brings energy. He cares. He's a blue collar guy.
He's one of those players that every defense needs. He's not a star. He's not a game wrecker, but he does a lot of the dirty work. And every defense needs those type of guys.
Here's the thing: he's not a game wrecker, but he helped wreck that game Sunday. He had the pass rush that led to the pick that led to the touchdown
and the sack to take him out of field goal range.
That was a heck of a return performance, and he makes – look, there's not enough there with that unit, and he provides some more. It's another different body type to deal with. He can generate power. And I think they fed off the energy that he had coming back playing. If he's not able to play, it's because there's some serious –
Yeah, he's injured.
Yeah.
Remember Aditi saying, is he hurt or is he injured? Yeah. He was injured. That's why he didn't play.
Yes.
He'll play hurt.
Yes.
And by the way, the Ravens told you, it's not that long ago, in the playoffs last year in Buffalo, he played more no way. Yep. Like they told you what they think of him. Remember the Bobby D? Don't listen to their words. Yeah. Look at the snap counts later. They like this kid.
And now he's here.
And always got 7 sacks always with the Chargers.
Does have 7 sacks. That is a thing.
That's
he might have a 10-sack season.
Oh, I think he might. Yeah.
It's funny how life but Aloy Gilman's defensive player of the week.
True.
One guy's got 7 sacks. He don't have a defensive player of the week.
He doesn't.
I think those facts fact out.
They fact out, yeah.
So who won that trade? You tell me.
Well, part of it is, too, and we were saying it a lot in real time, like, You could have got a third safety in the offseason.
Yep, they had all offseason. Yeah. All right,
that did not blindside. Darius Washington blew out his Achilles in May, before training.
You could have thrown a couple million dollars at that. No problem.
Before training camp.
Instead of giving money to Jair Alexander.
Yeah.
You know, you could have done that.
Yeah.
In hindsight, that was quite a decision.
They dug themselves a lot of holes, and then they fell into those holes, and then they climbed out of some of them, and some of them they're still in.
By the way, we should mention, you mentioned our Darius Washington getting hurt when he did. The fact that he played on Sunday, and he brought energy as well.
Yes, he did.
Crazy.
Yeah. No, it was a big deal getting these guys back. It mattered.
The law firm of Robinson and Washington, they bring energy. See the bumper sticker now. Patent pending. We will come back.
I feel like Washington and Robinson sounds better than Robinson and
Washington. I think you're right. Washington and Robinson.
I don't know why.
You're the wordsmith.
Would you agree, Bone?
Yeah, you're the writer. You're the writer. I'm the talker.
I don't know that that's a wordsmith.
Washington and Robinson?
Yeah, it can be.
Robinson and Washington? Washington and Robinson.
I like Washington and Robinson better. That was the one you liked, right?
I don't know. Now I'm confused. Now I kind of like Robinson and Washington.
Ben, what do you like better?
You got to say it out loud.
You flip that quick.
Yeah, Ben's dealing with some stuff back there.
He's got stuff. Bone, which do you like better?
Washington and Robinson.
I like Washington and Robinson.
I like Washington and Robinson.
Washington and Robinson?
Yeah. But I guess you're supposed to, like from a writing perspective, you're supposed to go alphabetical order. And
technically.
Yeah.
We bring the energy at Washington and Robinson.
Yeah.
The law firm. Hey.
Or you could just do them both.
Yeah. Yeah.
Even though it's only two guys. You say, we're Robinson and Washington and Robinson.
That's a little too much.
We give you double the impact.
Yeah. That's too much. I think it's overkill. We will come back, give you the text of the day, preview tomorrow's show. We've got a big Thursday show. And get you ready.
Burge is back.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
We got Boomer and Valenti tonight?
No, that's Friday. And it's only Fridays when there's not
one day closer.
Fresh take.
I'm going to start putting that in the promo. Yeah. One day closer.
Yeah, should.
Boomer and Valenti.
That's a promo.
It's a hump day.
Yeah.
These are 2 days away from Boomer and Valenti.
Yeah, right here on the fan. That's next. You'll have to wait a couple minutes to find out, but we got a lot of stuff brewing for tomorrow's show. Big Thursday here. And Bone, you just pointed out it's our last Thursday for a minute.
Until next year, right?
So last Thursday, Christmas, 2025.
Christmas and then New Year's. Because, same thing. We're off both those days.
Wow. The last Thursday of 2020.
So we're not going from Burge.
That's a mind bleep right there.
We're gonna have to have Baldy on, right? We can't go 3 weeks football without Baldy.
No, what about Burge?
And Burge, too. Yeah, that's a long time without both of them.
Let's get the text of the day.
Check 1-2. Check.
Okay. Text of the day comes from Jim in Baltimore, who says Matt Judon was cut by Miami. Any chance the Ravens sign him? I know we struggled, but it can't be worse than anything they've got.
He's been big nothing burger, but he's a body.
I mean, go for it.
Bring him in.
Try it.
He at least, unlike Carl Lawson, has been on a team all year.
Correct.
That is a fact.
So he's in game shape.
He is in game
shape. And I'm pretty sure he played Monday night.
I was saying to a friend earlier today, maybe it's just me, but does it seem like a lot more veterans have been released off bad teams to sign with contenders this year? It seems like
it's been happening for a little bit. Remember Terrell Suggs got cut?
No, I'm with you. I know it's been happening for a while, but it seems like there's been more this year. I don't know. Maybe it's just me.
I don't know how to quantify it. I'm not sure. I haven't run the numbers.
Yeah.
Well, actually, you do know how to qualify, but you can't, you don't have the numbers in front of you.
Yeah, it would take some work.
Yeah.
And we're running out of time.
Yes. Yeah, we don't have the time to figure that out.
Would you have rewatched the whole thing on the YouTube on the Odyssey
YouTube,
app or whatever?
Odyssey app, Ben chapters, everything.
And let's be honest, we frankly don't care enough to figure out if it's happened more this year than in previous years. It's more of a passion project for you, Bob.
Could be a future TMI.
Yes, that did. Hey, wow.
Is it TMI wearing?
Yeah, I think it is.
Depending on where the numbers take you.
Maybe.
Because you're the origin.
If you put enough into your research, it might be.
And you're the origin story of the segment.
I guess I would be. Yeah. That was just like a gut feel. I don't know.
I made a statement on a show previously. Were more guys getting cut than in prior years? Well, I brought Bone Simulator makes its return.
Yeah.
Bone simulator's been on extended.
Has the part been broken?
It has,
I needed some parts? New parts in there. I was changing.
We know
out
how that goes.
Parts.
We had to wait like 3 months for a new laptop from Odyssey. So you're does Odyssey? Do they?
How long did facilitate it take for the cameras?
Do they facilitate
the producer cameras?
The simulator.
Yeah, that's a good point.
People want to see Beltway Ben Hall.
Yeah, we're supposed to get one. By the way, have we seen the have we heard from the Bone Simulator in 2025?
That's what I was wondering if it's missing some parts.
It's been quite a few months. I'm not gonna lie, but I think I did it before baseball.
Yeah,
I simulated the first half of the season.
Yeah.
I did. Yeah, that's what it said. It's 2025.
That was March.
I said it's been several months. I'm not running
Bone
away
simulator,
from that.
Man.
I'm not running away from that. It's been
slacking
since baseball. Yes, it's been.
I'd like you to do bone simulations for like things that will happen around here.
Yeah.
Like, how inside?
How inside
are we talking?
We'll find out about
like
the results of this investigation then. Yeah. Will so-and-so call in sick? So-and-so, you can't simulate?
I don't know.
You can't run the numbers on some stuff?
No, you can do that. I don't know. Can bone simulators, how often has it been to urgent care?
Has Bone Simulator been? Yeah. Well, I mean, it's a
upsides coming back
thing
for Gigi.
No, I don't think so. They
you can't run
something
simulations
they
on that. Chef Chill,
yeah,
where is
yeah.
Chef
comes out
Chill,
of, comes out of witness protection.
Yeah. Chef, wow, geez,
yeah,
these
know
are the things people want to know from the
huge
Bone Simulator.
That's a huge accusation there,
Bone. What do we have on tomorrow's show?
Baldy, Brian Baldinger will be joining us. Lucy Burge, and there's a lot to get into with the Burge.
Yeah.
And Dan Shaughnessy.
Oh.
Patriots.
We
and we
double
gotta
dip
get some
Boston.
Red Sox. We got to get some Red Sox in.
I'm very curious how he feels about the Red Sox. Weren't they supposed to sign Schwarber or Alonso? And nothing. That billionaire doesn't want to spend money.
I don't think so.
No, he does not. Ah. Coming up next, though, do not change that dial. Infinity Sports Radio. Coming up next, followed by more Infinity Sports Radio. Yeah. But we'll be back tomorrow, too, here on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.